Millie Jerome Lake, October 19, 2015, Committee of the Whole.
I'm going to get the name in two places. And the name becomes an officer.
Tell me.
That's what I asked.
Do that first.
20 minutes, maybe that's long ago.
We'll do these last and do that one first.
And,
okay. I'd like to call to order the committee of the whole meeting for the Village of Brown Lake of October 19, 2015 at 7:12 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Ford.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Can I get a motion to approve item 2.1, the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting of October 5, 2015?
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Down to Public Works, the Cambridge Lift Station Pump Rebuild.
Mr. Mayor, thank you. Staff is recommending that we rebuild one of the pumps in the Cambridge Lift Station. We've noticed that it's begun to leak at least a time. We believe that it's probably a bearing or a seal that's starting to fail. If we don't get it fixed now, it could lead to more serious problems, which may mean that we'd have to replace the entire pump. We'd like to get this work done by Xylem Water Solutions. They currently do our pump preventative maintenance checks. We've had pretty good luck with dealing with them in the past. They also own the patent for the pumps that are installed in Cambridge, so they're the only supplier of OEM parts. The pumps that are in there are pretty old. I don't know that you can even get parts for them anymore, but Xylem has the mold so they can actually make the parts of it. Cambridge Lift Station is hopefully going to be replaced in about a year, but staff feels that rolling the dice with this pump in the last year is not worth the risk.
Let's move it on.
No, at this time, it's a small leak, and we'd actually probably prefer to wait until sometime in December to pull the pump, just to make sure that we're kind of past any rain that we might get. When we pull this pump, there will only be one pump left in that lift station. And if we got a serious rain event, one pump wouldn't be enough to keep up. That's why we'd like to wait until December.
Mr. Mayor, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Can we just vote out the money at the next meeting and let him do it when he needs to have it done in December or January or whenever he needs it? But I'd hate to have him have that pump fail, like, the day after Thanksgiving, and he's thinking about doing it in December.
And we could draft the resolution.
How long is it going to take him to
fall? Absolutely.
Okay. You don't have a pump where they would stick another point in there in the meantime, just to help us?
Unfortunately, no. The pumps that we run are so old that a replacement pump wouldn't fit in.
I'm just hoping that between out of there, if we do have a rain, that doesn't burn the pump up.
Well, if we do have a rain event, we do have high wet well alarms in there that tie to our SCADA system.
Right.
And we can go over there with a bypass pump. We can bypass pumps to arrange that in an emergency situation.
Okay. Adam, the only question I have is you said this is scheduled for replacement in a year?
Hopefully, yes.
And can we entertain the idea of doing the replacement now?
No. The replacement is going to entail the replacement of the entire lift station and the entire force main.
Oh, you're doing the whole thing?
Yeah, it's going to be in the neighborhood of $400,000
to $500,000.
Oh, thank you. I think everybody feels fine that we'll move this request forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
And onto the website.
Good evening, Mayor and Board of Trustees. Tonight we have
new website preview and new videos preview that Beth has been working on over the last 6 months.
This is exciting.
If anyone needs to move a bolster up there to see better or whatever, feel free to try to make it easy.
Take them all the way down. There's enough ambient light. Dude. That's better. Thank you.
So, everyone knows our current website. So, we're going to... This is the new website. So, done by Municipal CMS. We have our fog collection of pictures on the front here, which is taken this morning. So it's got a nice looking feel at the front, the home page. Welcome pumpkins in front of those all. Let's go to the park history. That's down.
Very nice.
And that's actually round light in the background.
Yep, and it's actually round light. But just to kind of show you the home page, it's all kind of condensed here. They have everything up here at the top. Home, community, business, government, department, and then the How Do I button, and we'll go through those a little later. I'll come back to this community video soon, but you have your agenda in a minute, your online payments, e-notifications, and document center. Most people that come to our website are going to be kind of looking at these items here. They click on the agenda in a minute, takes them to a nice cohesive spot where our agenda minutes are, board of trustees, and look at their all nice and organized agenda, packet, minutes, packet, audio. Scroll down to look at previous years. So if they want to see tonight's agenda, click on that, and there we go. Click on the packet. Nice and quick. Another one that a lot of people, when they visit our website, is they want to make online payments, so this will still link out to ePay, like usual. E-notifications is a really cool feature. Residents can come in here, put in their name, put in their email address, and then we can modify any other stuff going forward. We can add stuff, take stuff away, but they can, if I want to be alerted when agenda minutes are posted, special events, any alerts, any bids, calendar items, job openings, any news, anything like that, they can go in here, and then when anything happens on the website, behind the scenes, they'll automatically send it out to the email address they put in.
For the ones that are already on the notification, I'd have to redo it under a new system.
We might be able to import those email addresses in. I'm also looking at that. That shouldn't be a problem. The system is a content management system, and I'll show you the behind the scenes too. It's really easy to use and update. We got our news and announcements section down here that we can update, as needed. Annual water quality report. Click on that, and they can bring it right to the 2015 annual water quality report. And we got a calendar down here. All the board meetings are already out there, so they can click on the 19th today. I'll tell you what kind of meeting was, the location, and here again, there's an agenda for the regular meeting, committee of the whole, where the meetings are held, what time, all that. So that's pretty much the front page, and then we can change this. We're thinking maybe to have it by season. So this is a fall one. As the winter comes, we can put winter pictures up there. You can put as many as, 24 pictures that can rotate there. So it's really nice to show what the little drawing like So we'll go here to the community. Got Bill's history, calendar, which just goes to the calendar below. The news goes to the news and announcements. Events, we can, you know, Arbor Day, Community Garden, has some laid out, Christmas tree. So you can click on one of these and bring it up for this. Click on that for the application. Go back to Bill's history. We found a lot of local pictures in the executive boardroom. So we figured it'd be kind of cool to show the history of Round Lake, which we were founded in 1908. Kind of just told a story about the armor and company nice house back in 1901 and what it did. Talk about the fire destroying the nice house and then it remained as the old lodge. Today's the Alpine Country Club. There's some cool pictures of our founder, Marius White. Talks about how they came to find Round Lake, incorporated. Talks about how we got the train station in Round Lake, and that's supposed to go to Haynesville. Like, some really cool pictures. Pictures of Main Street, Round Lake. And then we just kind of talked about the first board members. Here's White. Then with the paddock and the permanent, you know, made for the first incorporation. And they had their first board meeting February 6, 1909. It's a cool full-time picture. So just show some history of the historic family. An important concern is a really cool feature that residents can use. They can come in here, put their name, email address, street address, phone number, and we have this drop down list that we can update, modify that to. You know, give them a kind of a list. If there's a utility bill problem, they can click on that, type in, you know, what their issue was, their concern. They can take a response request if they want to email or phone back. They can send that. And these are all set up behind the scenes to go to the separate departments. So pretty nice tool for residents to use in the future to report some concerns.
Question. When you send it to the respective department, is there a copy also attached to the mayor's office and the administrative office?
You can set it up, yeah, however you want. And you can put as many email addresses as you want. Really anything customizable. In the business, we have economic development, visit RFPs, document center, planning and zoning directory. Economic development, this is going to be a nice tool to use for that. Kind of has a nice little write-up of attracting businesses. Our economic development consultant has been working on some building of parcel sheets. So we can click out right those. There's our 70 acres with all the targets we're looking for. Some information, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes direct times population. You know, some demographics and contact information. So now potential investors can come right out here and click out some of our field zone sites. We're going to set this up with a quick response code on the back of his business card so that when he's out there, they can do the QR scan and go right to this page. Bids and RFPs, we can use this in the future for when we have bids. We can post them right here on our website and use the system to track everything. Directory, this has all our businesses. We are able to import this in. So you can scroll down, you can go by that name up here, so if you want to see where you know, CVS was in town, you can click on that, it links right out to Google Maps. I'll show you what's right there at 134 in Fairfield. Government, you guys might recognize this good-looking group. You got the board of trustees. The 15 all of us here when the meetings are. I'm just going to back to in a minute. We have ordinance commission here, planning and zoning, fire and police commission. Bill's code, goes around the meeting web, as normal. Fiscal transparency, this is a page that a lot of municipalities are doing based on this Illinois policy 10-point checklist. So this is the site that recommends what information should be out there for the public to see all in a concise, one-stop place on your site. So we went ahead and set that up. So contact information, no link to your page internally, those couple links to the internal pages, the FOIA request. Got a budget right out there now. Just click on it. Got the annual audits. Click right out there. Go to the email. We're still working on getting everything else linked. Got all the contracts out there now. The TMAP agreements and the Local 150. Click on that. Take it right out of those. So this is a nice page where one can go and get a lot of information. That one might be looking for. We've got our department pages, admin, building, finance, police, public works, staff directory. All the pages want to set up the same look and feel, kind of just a brief paragraph of what they do, responsibilities. All the contact information is in the same place on each page, and the staff members list on the side there. We're putting a page to any of our department heads and our directors, their profile, their background, education, things like that. Same thing, same setup, looking to our contact information staff. They have some other sites that come out building permits. Go there and get the building permit. Another good feature is frequently asked questions. We can add, modify these as needed. What price means permit? Says everything right there. But really, really slick. Finance, similar setup. Contact information staff. Please, same setup. And that's the chief there as well. All the department. Same with public works. Same looking, consistent feel. And then a nice staff directory that lists out employees. Have the phone number here and send them an email. That's the department page. And how do I kind of touch it all? If you don't want to go searching through all these to find what you're looking for, you can go here and apply for a building permit. Village job, we can put up job openings here. How about this one up here? This one is already filled, but you can do some good recruiting now. Make a FOIA request, pay your bill. Register, court concern, and you. One of the cool features of the site is up here, it's a Google Translator. So anybody can come in and pick this, and it will translate the entire site to any of these languages. So if you want to change it to Spanish, click that, and then everything in Spanish.
Well, not just the Japanese.
Yeah, Japanese looks pretty cool. I'm not swinging it.
All right.
So, really, really slick stuff in Google. We can communicate with all. So the back end of it, or the updated on the screen.
This is where it's been out in the last 2 weeks. We currently have one person updating the entire website. It's very cumbersome. This is the watching.
So this is what the back end of the content management system looks like. These are all the administration tools, general tools, but it's really easy. You know, if you wanted to change anything, like a front end image, you click on here. Here's all the images that we have here. Everything's just a quick open, pretty quick sign order for the data. And then if you want to change anything in the part level, you guys just go to the page you want to update. There's an edit page here. And then it's like Microsoft Word. Just click in there, you've got all the similar buttons that we're all used to. So staff updating, we need something that will pretty easy to use. So this is what Juro State selected as a vendor, municipal CMS. When we threw the walking in the demo, the dashboard behind the scenes was really easy to use, user-friendly. So, so now going back to the community videos, this is the web page. The other part of it is the community videos that we partnered with CGI. And those will be here on this link. Right now it just links out to our letter that's been out there since April. Are coming soon, but once the videos are finalized, this is what we'll show. We have four videos we welcome, an economic development, a quality of life, and a downtown video. So I'm going to play those videos.
Thank you.
last one is downtown.
Today, and she showed me one of the new Explorers with our new decals on it. The appearance of that made me stick my chest up. Again, pride. I walked over to say hi to Adam, and Adam took me back. And something that we've been talking about, again, since I got into office, is some of those public work trucks that have a lot of rust on the metal bodies. And what do you know? Guys on the spot. I had one of the workers grind that rust off and put paint on it. Is it new? No. But does it look 1,000% better? And again, this sense of pride. This organization, this administration, this board is creating a sense of pride that I hadn't seen in Round Lake in many, many years. Thank all of you. It's really touching. Like Henry said, I watched that presentation this morning, and that was the first words out of my mouth. I said, damn, that's like living. Good job. Thank you.
Well, I picked up a little details is really what makes it. It's outstanding. Very good. Now, is that an active now?
No.
Awesome. Okay. I think our citizens love it just as much.
Yep.
I think it's great. It's got a lot of information there.
Any suggested new topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Oh, sorry.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Cranley. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned at 7:40 p.m. Yeah.
I think that's easier than having